Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, January 9th. You'll be interested to know that 19 years ago, today in 2007, Apple unveiled the first iPhone that combined a mobile phone, an internet communicator, and a widescreen music player into a single elegant device. It reshaped expectations for personal communication and portable computing by making intuitive touch navigation and seamless multimedia integration mainstream. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's patchy freezing fog, and it feels like 33 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:30, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:10. It looks like we're in for some patchy freezing fog early today, then a chance of rain with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 50, accompanied by a light south wind gusting up to 21. Tonight, expect rain likely before 8 p.m., followed by more rain and patchy fog, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 40, and a southwest wind near 9, with gusts reaching 22. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 9:30 with the high tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, rain becomes likely Saturday afternoon with a high near 46 and light northwest winds, then stays likely Saturday night into Sunday morning with lows falling to the upper 30s. Sunday is cool and wet with a high near 43, then a mostly cloudy Sunday night brings a mix of rain and an occasional brief snow shower and west winds gusting to 23 miles per hour. Monday turns mostly sunny but cooler with highs near 37 and west winds gusting to 24, then milder Tuesday with highs near 44. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Bruno Mars is set to take the stage at Gillette Stadium on Saturday, September 5th. As part of his highly anticipated The Romantic Tour. This marks his first full headline tour in nearly a decade, following the success of the 24K Magic World Tour in 2017. The tour kicks off on April 10th in Las Vegas and will feature 9-time Grammy Award-winning artist Anderson .Paak as DJ Pee-wee. Pre-sale tickets go on sale January 14th at 12 p.m. while general sales begin January 15th at 12 p.m. at brunomars.com. Mars' new album, titled The Romantic, is expected to drop on February 27th. Now on to sports. Miami exorcised 2 decades of demons Thursday when quarterback Carson Beck capped a frenzied back-and-forth by scrambling for a touchdown in the final minute to beat Ole Miss 31-27 in the first college football playoff semifinal. The Hurricanes held one of the nation's most prolific offenses to -1 yard in the first quarter and doubled Ole Miss passing yardage through 2 quarters. Beck completed 78% of his throws in the first half, hitting Keelan Marion on a 52-yard touchdown pass. Miami will play either Indiana or Oregon for the national championship on January 19th at Hard Rock Stadium. In local sports, in a year's time, Patriots quarterback Drake May has transformed from a rookie starter on a losing team to an MVP candidate leading New England into its first playoff game since the 2021 season. The Patriots, with a record of 14-3, host the Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday night. May emphasizes his focus on the same process that got him this far, stating, "I have to play well for us to win." Wide receiver Stephon Diggs believes May will thrive under postseason pressure. Head coach Mike Vrabel insists the team is not just there to make an appearance, but to compete for championships. May and the Patriots aim for their first home playoff victory since the 2018 season. Kickoff is at 8 on NBC. In top news, after 27 years, it is finally time to fill the empty lifeguard stands. In 2026, California entertainment workers will see the return of the TV show Baywatch. A planned Fox reboot has received an award from California's Expanded Film and Television Tax Credit Program. California officials hope this new tax credit, which more than doubled to $750 million in 2025, will revive production. The Hollywood workforce, which faced a severe shock due to the COVID-19 pandemic, is expected to benefit from this tax credit. Industry watchers anticipate that the expanded credit will start paying off in 2026. In business news, the United States has announced it will abandon the world's largest climate fund a day after President Donald Trump moved to withdraw from 66 international organizations, including the world's benchmark climate treaty. This decision threatens a program that has provided $19 billion to help poorer nations adapt to climate change. Established in 2010, the Green Climate Fund serves as the main financial mechanism for the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and the Paris Agreement. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent stated, "Our nation will no longer fund radical organizations like the GCF. The fund has approved over $19 billion for projects aimed at reducing emissions and building resilience." In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week to $91,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $3,000. And XRP is down 1% to $2.12. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. CES 2026 offered a glimpse of a future that feels straight out of a sci-fi movie, featuring bendable screens, paper-thin televisions, and gadgets that can think for themselves. As NVIDIA Chief Executive Officer Jensen Huang stated, "The ChatGPT moment for physical AI is here." Among the highlights, LEGO introduced LEGO Smart Play, a new platform built around connected bricks and designed to bring builds to life. Roborock unveiled a vacuum that climbs stairs while cleaning, and Razer showcased headphones that replicate smart glasses capabilities. Additionally, VHEX Lab presented an immersive therapy platform for grief processing, while Uber revealed its premium robo-taxi in development. And in entertainment news, Sarah Jessica Parker received the Golden Globe's Carol Burnett Award for her outstanding achievements in television, presented by her husband, Matthew Broderick, at the Golden Eve ceremony. Helen Mirren was also honored with the Cecil B. DeMille Award reflecting on her career as a life lived and enjoyed. Harrison Ford praised Mirren's powerful presence, while Viola Davis shared her awe at seeing her in the film, The Cook, The Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover. Parker received a heartfelt tribute from Kristen Davis and celebrated her iconic role as Carrie Bradshaw. Both women will be recognized during the main Golden Globes show airing live on CBS. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Steve Jobs. And he said, "Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower, emphasizing the transformative power of creativity and forward thinking in shaping the future." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.